We know the Democrats are trying their very, very best to destroy our beautiful state. And joining us now on the KVI studio line, Republican leader for the Washington Senate, Senator John Braun. Thanks so much for being with us today.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
Such a pleasure. Now, it seems like they're not just intent on destroying our state, but it seems like they also don't want us knowing anything about it. Your office was very nice to tell me you were working on getting me press credentials yesterday, and I didn't really know what was going on because I hadn't been following the story. I was flattered. I was honored. And then I realized what was happening. Tell us what happened yesterday in the Senate for our audience.
Well, is this a culmination of some challenges we've had for the whole session? The folks who provide press credentials were restricting access to only what they deemed the traditional media. And of course, in 2025, we have a wide range of media out there, but they were withholding press credentials from folks like you. Brandi Crews is an example. Center Square was pushed back on for a while, and it even wound up in some potential litigation, so that the organization that was allowing credentials just walked away and said, hey, we're not going to do this anymore. At which point, we had to make some sort of decision at the Senate level. We were able to negotiate with the majority and widen the definition of press so that folks like yourself and others wouldn't be challenged and you could get a press pass. But then, a different issue came up where they didn't want to allow the press into the wings, which has historically happened. We thought that was a foolish idea, but ultimately negotiated to the point where, each side could just, invite their own folks in. So that was approved yesterday on the floor of the Senate, and I immediately sent letters to the Secretary of Senate inviting all the press in to the Republican wings. We welcome transparency. We welcome interaction with the media and all types of media. I mean, in today's day and age, you have to communicate through a number of different forms if you're going to be successful in reaching citizens. And I think it's really important that citizens know what's happening in Olympia.
Now, you and I have gotten to become friendly over the years I've had this radio show, been about 4 years, not like John Carlson's 30 years, but the 4 years I've been doing this, we've gotten friendly, but at the same time, we've had you on the show when we disagree with you. I got some questions today if we have enough time on things I disagree with you on, and you never have any problem answering it. But the people on the other side of the aisle seem like they're afraid of the questions themselves.
Yeah, it does kind of seem that way, and you're absolutely right. Our job here it's impossible really to agree with everybody all the time. Our job is to try to represent our districts the best way we can and have reasonable background backup for why we decide what we decide, and most importantly, be willing to share that and defend it and be wrong sometimes. That happens, and but people don't know that if you're not open about it and transparent.
Exactly right. But we can also discuss them. Like, for example,
that's right.
Representative Lauren Davis, her and I disagree on a ton of issues, and there's one issue we agree on. There has been one single issue we agree on, and I invited her on the show to talk about it, and she came on the show to her credit to talk about it. Adam Smith and I disagree on a ton of stuff, and he always accepts my invitation. But the majority of Democrats just won't come on the show. So here, in the spirit of that for a minute, and I know you're not prepared to discuss this, not trying to surprise you with this, but I just did a whole segment on Senate Bill 5068, which is allowing non-citizens to have law enforcement jobs. Me personally, I see this as a little bit more nuanced. I want people who are coming here legally and doing the right thing to be able to have jobs and be able to work as they're trying to become citizens. I just worry about the Democrats coming along next session, as we see them doing with the Parental Bill of Rights, and mutating it into something else. Was that discussed at all, of them taking this thing and saying now illegal immigrants can be police officers?
Yeah, we did discuss that some, but in the end, I don't think it's really hard to make thoughtful decisions about policy based on what might happen. I think you got to look and say, based on the facts we know today, what's the right policy? And as I thought about that bill, I thought, hey, these are folks who put in the effort to follow the law, come here legally, go through all the processes. That's not an easy deal, and they did it right. And if folks do it right, it seems to me, we know we need law enforcement. We know we need firefighters. If the fact that they took the time to follow the law makes them, in many cases, in my opinion, very good candidates. The other thing I thought about, you probably don't know this, but I have my son-in-law was here. His parents immigrated from the UK, so he was a citizen, and he He joined the Marine Corps as a non-citizen, served 5 years in the Marine Corps as an enlisted man, then went to the Naval Academy. He's now an officer and achieved his citizenship that way. So if we allow legal residents to enlist and serve in the military, why wouldn't we be open to having them serve another key public service position? That's how I thought about it. I think there's different perspectives, but that's how I got to my conclusion.
Right. See, I think that's a nuanced look at this whole thing, which really is, and most people are forgetting the military aspect of it. I see both sides, but you came on the show to talk about it. You have no problem answering the tough questions, even when we disagree with things. It's a real shame that we're going through this where the media has turned over their ability to hold government accountable to the government, which is beyond insane.
Yeah, I think this is what you get. You know, 40 years of essentially one party rule, they become very, very sensitive to being challenged, to the possibility that they might be wrong. And I think that's harmful. You don't get thoughtful approach. You don't get an openness. You know, when you're afraid to share your reasoning with those, with the public. It seems to me there's a high risk you're going to get it wrong and either never know you got it wrong or at least never admit you got it wrong and take action to correct it.
I completely agree.
I mean, we're human. We're going to make mistakes. That's not the end of the world. What's bad is when you don't recognize it and do something about it.
I completely agree. Senate Republican Leader John Braun, thank you as always for always being available to have the conversation with us no matter what the topic is. We really do appreciate it. We appreciate your time today, sir.
All right. Thanks for having me on. You have a great day.
Always a pleasure. You as well.